Happy Monday. It's Chasing the Yield for November 8th, 2021. This is episode 28. It's going to be a short one because I don't have that much happening. I didn't do that much over the past week. Let's see, where are we today? Today, market's all flat across the board, pretty much. Not much happening there. My voice, for some reason, is really, really scratchy. Let me take in some coffee. I don't know if that helps. Anyway, some of the wacky news from, over the weekend is Friday, Congress passed that gigantic infrastructure bill. We'll see where that goes, printing another $1.5 trillion. Inflation continues on its upward trend. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal about people turning to buying hamburger instead of steak now. So this is where we're at. And then Elon Musk tweeting, I think it was last Friday, that he will sell 10% of his stock if people he put out a poll saying, should he do it or shouldn't he sell 10% of his holdings in Tesla so he can pay some tax? And as far as I know, that poll came out that, yeah, he should sell it. And then I can't remember if that's a senator or a congressman tweeted out that, that it wasn't right that billionaires don't pay tax unless they sell stock, which is, it's income. So the way I look at it, if he's not taking money out of his company, that's money that's going into the company, growing the company, and there's tax being paid in other ways, not just income, but think of all the other taxes that get paid just because Tesla exists as a business. Anyway, but a senator tweets out a criticism, and then Elon Musk had his tweet response, which was hilarious. What did I do with it? I had it and then I lost it. Let's see. I'm sure you've heard of it by now if you were following it. If I could remember how to find anything on Twitter after I've already seen it. It's just such a long time ago. I can't find it. Maybe it's off my profile. Likes, that's where it'll be. I never remember where anything is at on this thing. And of course, it's not really easy to find. Anyway, I don't know, it was just kind of a vulgar tweet coming from a billionaire back to a member of Congress that was just hilarious to me. It's one of those things that you'll have to find on your own because I can't find it offhand. So the Tesla stock started to fall based on Elon Musk saying he'll sell 10%. But I don't own any Tesla stock, so it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. Okay. So that's happening there. Okay, so in the news over the last week in my portfolio, we had TK LNG Partners announce that they filed their proxy statement with the SEC relating to their merger with Stone Peak Limestone Holdings. If the merger is completed, common unit holders will receive $17 per unit in cash. From TK's website, they announced that it filed its proxy statement with the SEC on November 2nd relating to a special meeting of its common unit holders to vote on a previously announced proposed merger of TK LNG and Stone Peak. So I will have to make a decision what to do once that closes and I get the money back from that. I'll make a small profit from it. So maybe at that point I will unload something where I'm losing a bit just to balance that out so I don't have to pay tax. Because isn't that the goal, to keep as much of your money with you So I've got a few stocks on a watch list that I will probably talk about next week because I just wasn't prepared enough to do it this week. IBM, their spinoff, Kyndryl, starts quest for growth, according to the Wall Street Journal. They completed their spinoff of its $19 billion information technology service business on Wednesday, betting that the independence will make it easier to reverse a decline in revenue. The new company, Kyndryl Holdings, began trading Thursday on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol KD. Shares closed at $26.38, down 7.4%, according to factsheet data. So I have already unloaded my shares, and it was definitely below the $26. I think it was around $24 and something, because they will not be paying a dividend, and there's really no reason for me to hold on to something that small anyway. It was something, I think I was holding like 20 shares or something like that. Pinnacle West Capital, their dividend got an upgrade from Simply Safe Dividends from borderline safe to safe. Using Pinnacle's reaffirmed 5% to 7% long-term annual EPS growth target and assuming management continues to grow the dividend about 2% per year, we estimate the firm won't reach its payout ratio until target until at least 2025. While that's a long time to wait, it beats a dividend cut, and management's updated financial plan seems likely to protect the payout while Pinnacle rebuilds its earnings power and files another rate case. As a result, we're upgrading Pinnacle's dividend safety score from borderline safe to safe. And Pinnacle... I forget what portfolio that one's in. Pinnacle is in my medium yield portfolio. It's symbol PNW. They are paying out a 5.37% yield in dividends, and their dividend growth has been slow, 2.4%, but it's still pretty healthy to hold on to. If you feel at least that they're going to remain stable for the time being, because you get a pretty decent income off of it. Let's see. Okay, update on the portfolio over the past week. My low-yield portfolio was up 1.96%, and obviously for the month up 1.96% because it was the first week. And for the year, it's up 18.5%, and since inception, it's up 33.1%. My medium yield portfolio is up 1.7% for the week and 1.7% for the month, up 15.93% for the year, and up 9.8% since inception. My high yield portfolio was down 1.31% last week and for the month, and it's down 4.54% since 2021, or for the year rather, and since inception it's down 5.4%. I didn't receive a single dime in dividend payments this past week. Slow week in just about everything. In dividend events, Pinnacle, they announced their next dividend of 0.85 cents per share, and it was a 2.4% increase over their previous payout of 83 cents per share. MPLX announced its next dividend of 70.5 cents per share, 2.5% increase over their previous payout of 68.75 cents per share. Main Street Capital announced its next dividend of 21.5 cents per share, a 2.4% increase over their previous payout of 21 cents per share. And Arrow Financial Corp. announced its next dividend of 26 cents per share, a 3% increase over their previous payout of 0.25243, almost 25 and a quarter cents per share. The rest are in line with their previous payout. Sixth Street, their dividend of 41 cents per share. Sabra, their next dividend is 30 cents per share. Public Storage, $2 per share. $2 per share, is that correct? Hold on, it seems high, but maybe that's what it is. And since I can't remember anything, I have to check. Public Storage. Public Storage. Where did they make their last announcement? Let's see. PSA. Pinnacle. Snap-on. Looking at the wrong thing. storage. IBM, Pinnacle, Sixth Street, Sabra, Pinnacle, public storage. Yeah, $2 per share. So it was right, and I wasted a whole bunch of time just trying to find that one out. T. Rowe announced their next dividend of $1.08 per share. Plains GP Holdings, their next dividend is 18 cents per share. Illinois Tool Works, their dividend of $1.22 per share. And New Market Corp, their next dividend is $2.10 per share. This is it for this week. It's very short. Just a reminder, you can donate to the show if you feel like it. There's a big red donate button on the page, in the show notes, and on the website. You can also stream Bitcoin to us. This is a value-for-value enabled podcast. And go to newpodcastapps.com to find a better podcast app. ChasingTheYield.com and me, Kevin Bay, we are not. It is me. I am not a registered investment advisor, broker, or dealer. I may have positions in any financial instrument, product, or company mentioned. Information provided on the website or on the podcast is provided for information and entertainment only. All opinions based upon sources are believed to be accurate and are provided in good faith. No warranty, representation, or guarantee expressed or implied is made as to the accuracy of the information. And please contact an investment professional if you have questions regarding an investment. Just remember, anything I've talked about, I most likely own. Everything that I have in my portfolios are on the website, on the portfolio page. You can take a look at that if you feel like it. So that's it for this week. Hopefully I get a little bit more news, a little bit more time to compile some things for next week. But that's all for now. Have a good week. Whoops. Hold on, I screwed it up again. One day this will be a totally smooth podcast. Okay, here we go. Talk to you next week.